Yes, like we're saying, the Rach Shiter is that he paskins like this Rabbi Yochanan, that it's also to squeeze out even shlokas or kvoshim, the tzorach, the juice, and it's also midiraisa, and he also holds that Rabbi Yochanan is not mechalik whether you squeeze it out into an eichol or into an empty plate. As he holds, even if you squeeze out the juice into an eichol, still we hold mashka haboli eichol is kamashka dummy, and there'll also be an issa schita. This is the Rach Schiddish. But Alocha, Mikra Adim, we don't paskin like the Rach. Mikra Adim, we paskin like Rav and Shmuel here, that Shlokas and Kvoshim is only Yosem with the Rabbonin to squeeze it out for the purpose of the juice. And Poshim, we also paskin like before, Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, that says you're allowed to squeeze out even grapes and even olives. If you squeeze them out into an Eichel, that's Mutter, even with the Rabbonin to do it. That's the Poshim Alocha. Just the Mechaber does bring down the Rach Shita to say that a Machmir is Tevel of Ruch. If you want to be Machmir, it's just not to squeeze out olives or grapes. Which the Chumra only goes on these two. Which we hold, this is also Midiraisa. Midiraisa is also to squeeze out grapes or olives. So on this side, the Midiraisa, if you want to be Machmir, it's a nice thing, like the Rach Shita. Not to squeeze out grapes or olives onto an Eichel. Even into an Eichel, still it's also. Mashen came by Shapiris that we hold this only Yosem the Rabbonin. Is this that the Rach says that Shlokis and Kvoshim is the right, so that's for sure we don't paskin like that. Rovi Shrenik, when everybody says Fakert from him. We paskin like Rav and Shmuel here, since they're the Rav. So Melo Shapiris squeezing it out the Zichar only Yosem the Rabbonin. So about this only Nisra the Rabbonin to squeeze out Shapiris, the Avadi could be Mekol, and to squeeze it out into an Eichel. Like we said before, the Mishnah Berurah relates him. On the side, you want to drink tea on Shabbos, and you want to squeeze out the lemon into the tea, so you're not going to squeeze out the lemon directly into the tea, because that's called you want the juice of the lemon, which is a koponim osim with rabbonin. But the eitzer is squeeze it out onto a teaspoon of sugar, squeeze out the lemon juice into the sugar, so that's cool, like the mashke is going into an eichel, that's mutter. And befrat, tibas only this, the rabbonin squeezing out the lemons, so vadi can be mekel not to be machon at the rachit. Right. Takopon and Meisvet. Fetimar Kash and Rabbi Yochanan now. Soichtin is the Abraisa, Soichtin Kvoshim B'Shabbos, the Torah HaShabbos. You're allowed to squeeze out Kvoshim, that means pickles, on Shabbos, the Torah HaShabbos. If you wanted to eat on Shabbos, Avlelo Meitzvah Shabbos. You can't prepare now the pickles for Meitzvah Shabbos. V'zeisim v'yanovim l'yitzchot. Marshenkein olives and grapes don't squeeze out. V'yim sochad l'yitzu, you do squeeze them out on Shabbos, yishino chayiv chattis. There's an issue of Yeraisa. So Churitz Mashma, only on Zeisim Yanovim is it Osim Midiraisa. So this is Eshtin Zakasha on Rabbi Yechanan. And also, even according to Rav and Shmuel, it's Shver. So here it's Mashma, the first case, that you're allowed to squeeze out Kvoshim for any purpose on Shabbos. Avidun L'Tzarech HaShabbos. Mashma, even if you're squeezing it out, L'Memeyin, you're squeezing it out for the purpose of the drink, the juice, it's Mutim Metchila. And both according to Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, everybody before said, that are co-ponded by Kvoshim, that's by pickles, sour pickles. You're not allowed to squeeze out the pickles for the purpose of drinking the juice. And here the Braita says, Tam that it's mutter. So here it's a kasha. So the Gemara kasha the Rav, kasha the Shmuel, kasha the Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara named Rav Mataros HaTaimei, Shmuel Mataros HaTaimei, and Rabbi Yochanan Mataros HaTaimei. They all give a taros according to the Shita. Rav Mataros HaTaimei, Rav is going to learn this Braita according to the Shita, or the what? So Braita says, Sechtin Kvosim B'Shabbos HaTorah HaShabbos. You let us squeeze out a kvoshim, a pickled vegetable, l'tzorech haShabbos. Avlelo moitzoy Shabbos. Not if you want to do prepare it for the Malava Malka. Now, the kasher was as mashme, any time you're squeezing it out, even for the juice, it's mutter. So a grav name. B'med, devor mamurim, when does the Brisa say that it's mutter legufon? We're squeezing out the juice for the purpose of the vegetable itself, to make the vegetable taste good. Avlelo mameyim, if you're doing it for the purpose of the juice, poter avalosi, you know, then it's poter avalosi. But Avadim and the Rabbonin, it's also a smell, it's not a kasha to Rav. Ushlok is, what about cooked vegetables or cooked fruit? Bein lagufam, bein lamameya muta. That's Rav Shittam. Even though you're squeezing it out now for the purpose of the juice, and Rashi before said the Svara, if you have a cooked vegetable, the water, when it goes in, when you're cooking it, it becomes part of the peri, part of the oichel. So when you squeeze it out, it's still called an oichel. Therefore, there's no mafarik. It's not called you creating now a mashke from an oichel. It's considered you're just cutting the oichel in here. So that's the halacha by Shlokas, according to Rav. That what bein legufam, bein lemameyim is mutter. What done another? Now the Brisa says, of the zaysim v'yanovim, what about olives and grapes? Lo yischot v'yimsochton chayiv chatis. Is that the only case chayiv chatis? That's the way we hold the lochom. Only zaysim v'yanovim, because there the juice of wine, there's wine and oil, that's called a real good mashka. So by making that on Shabbos, squeezing out the grapes to get the wine, that's called you created a mashke from an uichel, and that's the issue deraisa of mafarik, which is a tolda of dash. Mashenkein basha peris, even though sometimes you squeeze it out for juice, that's not the ikka purpose of the peri. The ikka purpose of the peris are the fruit. Smell of the juice never gets a shame mashke when it comes out. Therefore, it's always called midiraisa. You're just squeezing out an oichel from an oichel. That's not an issur mafarik. It's midiraisa. You only have the issur only on wine and on oil. This is the way Rav learns. So tomorrow, Shmuel matata time. Shmuel learns the brayse according to the shita. The what? Soichtin kvosim b'shavis atzorach haShabbos. You're allowed to squeeze out kvosim. That means pickles on Shabbos for the purpose of Shabbos. And who adin lishlokis? It has the exact same halacha according to Shmuel. Shlokis, cooked vegetables and pickled vegetables, are the same halacha. That what? Not that it's mut in any case. No, the med devar mamurim. When do we say it's mut? And we passkin like the sheep, like Shmuel. Davka legufon. You're allowed to squeeze out pickled pickles or cooked vegetables if you're squeezing out the juice. For the purpose to eat the vegetable, it's better without the juice. That's mutter. Legufon is mutter. Avul emeyem. But if you're squeezing out the juice, I'm not to drink the juice by itself. And achnami potem midraisa it's potem, because that juice is not called the choshev amashke. It's not doimet to yayin and to shemen. About kol ponim avol also midrabbanon, though it's also because midrabbanon it looks like you are using the juice now. It looks like you're creating juice from an echol. It looks like mafarik. Now v'zeisim v'yanovim. What about squeezing out olives and grapes? La yischot on Shabbos v'yimsochet chayiv chatis. So you learn Shmuel. Fight to Rabbi Yechon and Matarza time. Rabbi Yechon holds the Hishalis Hishita. The what? Soichten Kvosim Slitzorich HaShabbos. Ah, well, I'm Mitzoy Shabbos. The Brisa says it's Mutter squeeze out Kvoshim for Shabbos and not for Mitzoy Shabbos. According to Kashrid, it's Mashmitz Mutter B'chol Eifin. And the Gemara, no. He learns Echot Kvoshim V'Echot Shlochis. According to Rabbi Yechon, also there's no chiluk between a pickled, a sour pickle, something that was pickled, and a cooked vegetable. Now the medevor mamurim, when do we say it's mutter to squeeze out these vegetables on Shabbos? Legufon. If the purpose is to make the guf of the vegetable better. Legufon of the peri. Avul memeyim, if you're squeezing it out for its juice, you should know, lo yischot. You're not allowed to squeeze it out on Shabbos. V'yimsochat luyitzu, you do squeeze it out on Shabbos, the locher is, nas, it's made. K'mi shesocha zeisim v'yanovim. It's as if you're squeezing out zeisim v'yanovim v'chayim chatis. So he said that mikra dimi passed in the grav and shmuel are squeezing out vegetables. Anything that's not grapes and olives is only yosem midrabbonim. And enechnam, if you do it legufon, if you squeeze out these things for the purpose to make the pre taste better, it's mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah says in afkamin alalacha, let's say you have a kugel that has too much oil inside it. It's an oily kugel. And you will get your portion on Shabbos. You want to squeeze out the kugel to get the oil out. The oil should go out of the kugel. So your kavanah is not to eat the oil. The kavanah is just to get the oil out of the fruit, out of the kugel, to make the kugel taste better. So that's called schita legufon. You're squeezing it out legufon to make the kugel taste better. That's mutter. There won't be any issur schita on that. So the more vayta. Omar Rav Chiya Barashi Omar Rav. Tevatiro, this is where we hold halacha that midiraisa einoi chayiv elo al drisa zaysam v'yanovim bovad. Where is there an issa schita? That's a tolda of dash. That's called mefarik, which is a tolda of dash. Only by squeezing out olives and grapes. And we said the svar is because on this the mashka is called a good mashka. Wine and oil is called mashka. Therefore, it's considered you made a mashka from an oichel. That's the issa deraisa of mefarik. The more v'chein tana devei menashia. By squeezing out olives and grapes. That's the only time you chayiv. Right, another locha now he says, a new sugi like, V'yein eid mi p'yeid kosher. Eidus tamal is only kosher if you see it yourself. You see what happened, you come to Bezin and say Eidus. What about you heard it over from somebody else? You yourself didn't see the maisa. You didn't see somebody was mace, was dead. The shala, a man goes to the army, and he gets killed there. And now the wife at home doesn't know that he's mace. So when the Edechot comes home and says that is what that the husband is maced, we believe the Edechot. What about if you didn't see him die? No, you heard over from your friend that he died. That's called Eid Mipiyed. She says, the Ein Eid Mipiyed Kosher, when is the only time that's good? Elul Eid is Isha Bavad. Only for Eid is Magay to an Isha, like we just said. And Rashi says, Leimal Isha Meis Balchot. Tell a lady, a husband, a wife, that a husband was Meis. And here the Rabbonim were Meikot, that Kilobah Rabbonim is Shemiguna, that the Isha should not stay in the Guna, but should not know if a husband was Meis, or she won't be able to get married. So the Rabbonim were Meikot. I the chutz and issur diraisa, how could it be mekel? The teretiv called the mekadosh are after the rabbonim mekadosh. When you make kedushim mitchilo, it was only amanah to rabbonim anicha with this kedushim. V'yaku rabbonim kedushim minay. In such a case later, when the husband gets lost and we don't know if he's meis or not, and an edech comes and tells us that he's meis, so the rabbonim were mekel and the rabbonim like took away the kedushim. So in the case of edus isha to tell us that the husband died, the rabbonim believed in edechon. Who adin? The rabbonim believed in aid mipi aid. Even though you didn't see him die, you heard over from somebody else. That's also kosher. For mashma all other edus though, you don't believe in aid mipi aid. For the gemara that we boil you, aid mipi aid the edus bechor mal. What's going to be the halacha of aid mipi aid nagei to a bechor? Halacha of a bechor is a drash and edus bechor means bechor biyat kain a bechor of a behemoth that Yisrael gave to a kohen. Halacha is it's a korban, and the kohen is supposed to be makar agavi hamizbeach. What about if it gets a mum? When it gets a mum, then the halacha is the kohen's allowed to eat it. It lies like nichsei kohen. So zach shash mit rabbonon. Every time a kohen has a bechor, and he tells us now they got a mum there, we're afraid maybe he himself made the mum, and that's an issue the rice. You're not allowed to make a mum to a bechor. So we don't let the kohen eat the bechor mum unless he brings edus to say that the mum happened before when it was by the Yisrael. Rashi, bechor biyat kohen kishenosnu Yisrael l'sholom. If the Yisrael gave a kohen a bechor that was sholom without a mum, viru by mum, and now a mum happened by the kohen, chaim lo bechoris mikra din. I mean, we're afraid that nechshedu kahanim lahatul mum bechor. We're afraid the kahanim will be matul mum in the bechor. V'yei neman loyma mum ze nofal boy meilah. He's not neman to say the mum came by itself. V'tzaruch lovi edim. He has to bring edim. V'yarmin hosam diyishik sher leidazu. There's only a chumra with the rabbonim, and the rabbonim will make it to believe in isha, even an isha, even though an isha is always possible edus. But for this edus to say that she saw that the mum happened by itself and not that the kohen made the mum, we believed in isha. So that's called edus lebechorah. The kohen has to have edus that when the mum came on, the bechorah came by itself and not like we choshed that the kohen did it himself. So this is a din the rabbonim will make it to believe in isha, who a din an edechor is neman. So now we have a shala. What about an ed mipa? You didn't see it yourself that the mum happened by itself. You heard it over from your friend. Can you say this now in Bezdin or not? That's a shaylo. Again, Iboy lihu. Eid mi piyed li edis bechor mahu. Ravami asked. Ravami says no. Rabbona warned Michael eid mi piyed. Only by edis isha. Ravasi shor. Ravasi said no. And this edis also will make him. Oh, Malay Ravami the Ravasi. Fert Ravami to Ravasi. I bought Tona the Bryce before said. Bought Tona the Vemenasia. Ein eid mi piyed kosher. It says claw that one aid that hears from another aid is not kosher. El only aidis isha vavad. Mashm, that's the only case. Only when you're saying aidis from isha. Mishur miguna kilobar aborim to tell her her husband died. And the Gemara emo li aidis sher isha ksher lo. The Brisa doesn't mean only that one case. It means any time the rabbanim will make to believe in isha for the aidis who are there in the rabbanim will make to believe in aid mipi aid. Yeah. Sher isha ksher lo. Yeah. It's only in the case when Isha is believed, whether Rabbonim make to believe in Eid Mipiyed. So Mela, since the Bechor, by Bechor, and Isha is Neman, who would in Eid Mipiyed is also kosher. Remember Rabbi Yemer, Asher, Eid Mipiyed, the Bechor. He was also Machsher. He said it's kosher. You can believe in Eid Mipiyed that the Bechor, Mum, came by itself. Kori Alema, Rema, Yema, Shor, Bechor. They called them Rema, they called him at the name to say, Yemer, you're a Matri and Bechorist, you're too Mekel. It sounded like they held it was also. So suddenly he was Mekel, they like made fun of him. So the more of a name, Lobisim Zayin, Vehilcha saw Eid Mi Piyed Kosher Bechor, as well as Allah Kataka. That it's kosher, Eid Mi Piyed is kosher by Bechor. He's not only by Eidis Isha, but any time the Rabbonim believed in Isha, we believe in Eid Mi Piyed. Right, chalas dvash. So the Mishnah says now, if you have a squashed beehive from before Shabbos and the honey is coming out, you're allowed to drink the honey on Shabbos. Even though in Mishnah Reb Lez was machmir, though it's mutter. So Timoraki Yossi Ravoishi Menadoi. Ravoishi came from Menadoi. Also he came the icy masnisa biyodi. He brought a brice in his hands. And the brice said like this. Zeisim v'yanovim. If you have olives and grapes, shariska nera Shabbos, that you squeeze them out from nera Shabbos, you should know. So you started to squeeze them before Shabbos. V'yotsu miyatzmon, and now the juice keeps on coming out on Shabbos, is asurim. You should know it's awesome. That's how the Tanakhama. V'rebi leze v'rebi shimma matirim. But the Rav is Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon are both matter that you're allowed to drink this juice when it comes out. Why? Since you started to squeeze it out before Shabbos, so now even if you squeeze it on Shabbos, still there's no Issa D'Raisa. Therefore, we're more makel to say that when the juice comes out by itself, you're allowed to drink the juice. Even though on regular grapes, if it first starts to be squashed out on Shabbos by itself, it's also to drink the juice. Because there we're afraid maybe you come to squeeze it metchil on Shabbos. But here that it was started to be squashed, it was started before Shabbos, it's mutter even if it comes out on Shabbos. So the Chet Gemara Amar Rav Yosef, Gavra Yisrei Rosal Hashminim, like what's the Chiddush of this Brice or over our Mishnah? Why are you telling me a Chiddush? It's the same Allah, it says by the Mishnah, by a beehive. Since it started to be pressed, to be squeezed before Shabbos, we say the juice that comes out on Shabbos, the honey, you're allowed to drink. So it's the same Allah for beehives as grapes. Or Malaya Bayez, at the Bayan Ein, there's no Tzushtel. Tuva Kamashbras, tell me a big Chiddush this Brice. Dima Mastis, if you only hear the Chiddush from the Mishnah, by a beehive, by honey, have a min hosimu, timikoro, oichel, ulubsoif oichel. Hey, squeezing out a beehive, midiraisa, there's no issa. Because the beehive, the honey inside before was called an oichel, and honey is still called an oichel. It's honey is not called a mashka. So there's no issa in the farm, it's not called you creating a mashka from an oichel. So there's only issa midirabonin. So the Rabbonans, I'll tell you, since you started to squeeze it before Shabbos, Avad the Rabbonan will make all, you're allowed to eat the honey, even though it comes out now on Shabbos. Ma'ashenke, Naval Hocha, this Brice is a tremendous Chiddush. Hocha, the Mikoro Uchla. Here we're talking about the grapes were Riskon before Shabbos. Now grapes, Metchila, grape is called a Meichel. Ulev Seif, later when the juice comes out, it's Zichel called a Mashka. So, hey, Maloy, I would think even though you started to squeeze them before Shabbos, and the juice started to come out. But I call upon him now, when the juice comes out on Shabbos, we should make a gzera. You can't drink the juice, because maybe you come to squeeze out the grapes metchila, which will be in Yisrael Yeraisam, Kamash Malon, that's a tremendous chiddush, just price, we don't make such a gzera. As we say that, since these grapes were riskon, were squashed from before Shabbos, and now the juice is coming out, we say that we're not gzera, maybe you come to squeeze out fresh grapes. Fresh grapes, we're not afraid you squeeze out. Elamai, you go to squeeze out these grapes. Since these grapes were risked before Shabbos, it's not a nisa d'raisa anyway. It's only with the rabbanon. So gzera l'gzera, the rabbanon didn't make. Yeah, all right, we'll stop here. Yeah, zok the mishnah baita. Kol shebo b'cham min mir Shabbos. Anything that came into hot water before Shabbos, which means that it was cooked before Shabbos, as any food that was cooked, and pusher, this means it was cooked cold zorkon, it was cooked as edible to eat. Even though some of us should learn it's enough that it was cooked k'maychol ben drisoi, that's like halfway finished. But the partial halacha is it has to be cooked, completely cooked before Shabbos. Is the halacha shorin oisun b'chamin b'Shabbos? You're allowed to soak it in hot water in a clear rishon on Shabbos because ein bishel acha bishel. Since it was cooked before Shabbos, you are allowed again to put it into a clear rishon, let it even soak longer on Shabbos. So Rashi kol shabo b'chamin klaymish in his bashel, if it was cooked before Shabbos, is sharon noisei b'chamin. You're allowed to let it soak now on Shabbos in hot water. Kidei she'eni muach. What's the purpose of it? That it should get so, like, dissolved in hot water. We'll see in the Gemara what the purpose of this was for. So the Mishnah v'chol shaloi bo b'chamin mi'er Shabbos, anything that was not cooked before Shabbos, Rashi k'goin bosa yovish, a dried meat, that people could eat it raw, but it wasn't cooked before Shabbos. Is the halacha on Shabbos? It's not mukse, because within the Gemara some people could eat it. Is madichin oisay b'chamin? You're allowed to just dip it into hot water b'Shabbos, but you're not allowed to let it soak in hot water. So drashim madichin oisay, you could dip it into hot water. V'lo yamrina, we do not say zehu bishulay. This is its bishul. This is the way you cook it. Elo avoloi sherman, but you're not allowed to let it soak in hot water. So the halacha, what it means is, you can't let it soak in a klirishon, because the klirishon is mevashel. A klirishon means, if you have the hot water that was cooked on the fire, even though now you take the pot off the fire, because the man that water is yatzel letis boy, it's like hot, like at least 110 degrees, it could be mevashel. So what does medichin mean? You let it dip it in. So lalochet means in a klisheni. If you poured the water out of the original pot where the water was cooked into a second kli, that's called a klisheni. We hold that's not mevashel. Therefore, you're allowed to dip this raw meat into a klisheni of hot water. Zakti Mishnah, chutz minamliach hayoshin. A chutz, if you have an old salty fish that's a year old, this you're not allowed to even dip into a klisheni. So drashi chutz minamliach yoshin means dog maliach shoshana shova. You have a year old salty fish, or else the kulyis ho'aspanin. So trash, it's also shame dag, a name of a fish. She'uchlen oisei machmas molchoi, people eat it just with its salting. They had hadocha, pechamin. If you salt the fish, then all you have to do is just dip it into hot water. Fahanech, now these type of fish, afilo hadocha nami loy. Even to dip it into hot water that's only in the klisheni, still it's osur. Why? Zakti Mishnah, why? Zuhi gemar malachta. Because this is the way you cook it to make it roi teeth. This is the Gemara Malocha, and the Gemara will say that you chayiv chattis for this. This is all you need to make this fish edible, is just to dip it into a kli sheni. So since that's what you need to make it edible, that's called its bishul. Melech and issur midiraisa to even soak this fish, just dip this fish into hot water on Shabbos. So the Gemara could go in mai. So Drashi, what does that mean? Heavy bo bechamin shechayis m'sher noisim bechamin. We have the case that you cook something before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos you should want again let it soak in hot water. Like it's not mashmas tam, your purpose is just warming it up. It's mashmas, your purpose is like to let it soak more and more and more. Like for what purpose do you have to let it soak more if it was already cooked before Shabbos? What's the purpose letting it being soaked more in hot water on Shabbos? Omerav popa kugurin tana goyoto derav abba. The chicken of Rababa. Yes, what does that mean, Zatrashi? Mivashlo, they used to cook it before Shabbos, v'shoroi so yom rabin. They would let it soak a long time, a few days, v'chamen in hot water, limchois mi'leha, that it should be dissolved, v'oichlo l'refuah. It was a type of a food, v'aisos, it didn't taste so good, but it was healthy, good for refuah. That's what you used to eat it. So the Gemara of Yomer of Safra, Zim Nechod, one tarnik lois lost my one to visit them. The Yorchlon Minay, and they gave me to eat from it. And it was so bad that Vi Loi Rababa, if not for Rababa, the Ashkin Chamra, they gave me to drink wine, Bat Losa, 3 years old, a Tarfi, if this Nisa, I would have got sick from it. Strashi Bat Losa, Tarfi, Ben Gimel Shomen, it's Nusa, Yistin Nenes, Lahakia Mach Mismis. Now I got sick, but I would have had a vomited because it was so meas, this type of chicken that was soaking in the water so long. So the kitzur wasn't the most geschmackes food to eat, but they used to do it for refuah. And it's not osur, even though it's osur to make refuah. Mistam, because here it's not muchamilsis being done l'shem refuah. Gefort is chicken, gefort is a food that you could eat. So therefore it's mutter to do it, and it's mutter to eat it, and it's even mutter to share it, let it soak in the hot water on Shabbos. So the more Rabbi Yochanan Rayik Mikutach de Bavloi. Means whenever he mentioned the word kutach habavloi, that was a special type of a dish they used to dip their food into, he would have to spit. Trashi rokik mituchor de bavloi kishazoichroi, shoyimoyis bienev, since it was so meas in his eyes, when he remembered about it, he had to spit. Amar Rav Yosef, v'livra kanan, we also should have to spit mitanagol to the rababa. Whenever I remember that chicken that I ate by rababa, I'd also have to spit. V'yoyda amarav, gaza. Zim nochod the one time Mikloys lost my went to him. V'yav this kutuch abavloi, I made a kutuch abavloi, and vice versa wasn't so bad. And shile minei kol briche marova. All the sick people of marova asked me to eat from it. Shasham Rabbi Yosef kosher hoye beinav. If you eat kutas of trashi, ain't a moyes kolkach. It's not so bad beinai. Shar b'nei marova. And the other eyes of the people of Nemarova. Why? Because he went there and all the Rashi, Berichim means Cholim. All the sick people went to ask him to give me some, vice versa, it was a refu, it was good for them. So the Moravaita, Kol Shloi Bo Bechamin, something that was not cooked before Shabbos, so you're not allowed to cook it on Shabbos, but Hoidochi is Mutter. Ma'ashen Kein, the salty fish, here you're not allowed to even dip it into a klisheni. For the Gemara Hadiach Mai, what's going to be if you do dip it into a Kli Sheni? What's going to be the Locha? So Rashi Hadiach Kulias Mai, the salty fish that you dip into hot water, what's the Locha? Omer Rabbi Yosef Shino Hadiach Chayev Chattis. It's like a Chayev Chattis word. So Rashi, the heavy Bishul, because this is its Bishul. Omama Bered Ravino Afanan Nami Tanina. We also learned like this, that if you dip this salty fish into hot water, you chayev chatis. Why? Because the Mishnah says, chutz mimaliach yoshin. You're not allowed to dip, you are allowed to dip into a klisheni, chutz except the salty fish, makul yisos panen, this type of a fish. And the Mishnah says, shat choson zuhi gemar malachton. The dipping of this fish into hot water, that's called the gemar malachton, which is mashma, that's a malocha. That's the Gemara Malocha, that's the Malocha Bishom. Shema Mino, that if you do it, you take a Chayiv Chattis. So the Mora Yosef Rabbi Chiya Barabba. Rabbi Chiya Barabba was sitting. For Rabbi Asi Kaimei, the Rabbi Yechon. He was sitting in front of Rabbi Yechon. For Yosef Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon was like dozing off. Is Omalei Rabbi Chiya Barabba the Rabasi. So in the meantime, Rabbi Chiya Barabba asked Rabasi. He asked him a few shaylas. How come the birds in Bovel are fat? Omalei, so he answered him back, Klach lemid baraza v'yerucha shemeina mehim. He was matchim, no, they're not so fat, the birds in Bovel. I'll show you in the mid baraza that the birds are even fatter. Trash mifnei ma oifes shebovel shemeina mishel Eretz Yisrael. How come they're fatter than the birds in Eretz Yisrael? Klach lech lecho el... El Shekitzer Loshin, the Midbaraza, Vohi Meyat Yisrael. So I'll show you wrong, even the birds in Eretz Yisrael were also fatter. So ask him another Shayla. Mifneima Moyadim Sheba Bovel Smechim. How come when it comes to Yom Tifin Bovel, everybody's very happy? The Teresi answered back, Mifnei Shein Anim, because they're very poor. So Trashi, Regilim Lismeach B'moyadim, Yoser Meret Yisrael. In Bovel, they were more happy on Yom Tov than in Eretz Yisrael. How come? So he entered them back with Nei Shem Aniyim. V'chol HaShona Ein Lehem Simcha B'maychel B'mishter. The whole year they don't enjoy, have such happiness by eating and drinking. They can't afford it. V'ein Lehem Margoyim M'locha. They don't have rest from work. They're poor, they have to work a lot. The Fikach B'moyadim Koel Simchosim. When it came to Moyadim, there they are very happy. They had a lot of simcha and their Moyadim. Fighter, next question he asked him was, Mifneima Talmidei Chachamim Shebabovel Mitzuyonim. How come Talmidei Chachamim Bovel have to dress very nicely? They're Mitzuyonim. Shrashi, Mitzuyonim means Atzmon Belevushim Moyim. How come they dress special clothing? He answered them back, Lefi Sheinim B'nei Torah. Because the people around there are not B'nei Torah. So Rashi learns, Kol kach lechavdom kipnei Eretz Yisrael. If the people in Bovel weren't machshiv Torah, so they wouldn't give them COVID, the same way the B'nei Eretz Yisrael gave Talmidei Chachamim COVID. Therefore, machmas teroschem is mechavdin oisem machmas levushayim shenir and chashuvim. Therefore, Akoponim, they had a dress to look choshev that people should give them COVID, machmas del malbush. So the Chur wasn't al gaiva, but they wanted them to give them COVID after Kvod HaTorah. Of the quite hot Torah that they had. So they wouldn't do it, so therefore they dressed up nicely. So I'll call upon them, they were much of them after dressing. How come goyim stink? Have zuama. The teratism of neishoichlim shkots from Moshim. He answered them back, because they eat lobsters, they eat shkots from Moshim, that makes the body a special odor that they stink. So Nazat Gemara is oye behu Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon was dozing off before, now he woke up. And vice versa, he didn't like these terutzim that they gave. Is Omelus, Rabbi Yechon told them, Darbeki, Kleine Kindlech, Lekach Amati Lechem, didn't I already tell you? The Pasuk says, Emolo Chochma Chosiyah, to tell your sister, tell Chochma, she's your sister. What does that mean? In Boro Lecho Adovaka Choscha, if what you want to answer is Boro, it's 100% right by you, like you know your sister, she Asu Lecho, like you know that your sister is also to you, Omru, then say it over. If you're 100% right what you're saying, you think you're right, say it. If you're not 100% what you're saying is right, Leitomru, don't say it. In other words, he didn't like the answer they gave him. His Omrele, they told him, which one of these terutzim didn't you like? So why from all of them? He went through them. We asked, you asked why are the oifis and bubble fat? The teretz is, because those oifis didn't have to go into golus. Therefore, they didn't get skinny from golus. Shenem of the posik says, Moav was resting. V'shokatu el shmorav, and he was very at peace. Uvagoyin aloy holach, he didn't have to go into Golis. V'yochem known the Golis. How do we know that the birds of Eretz Yisrael did go into Golis? Titania of Yudhuayme. Nun bei shone loy over ish b'Yehuda. For 52 years, no person went walk through Yehuda. Why not? Because that was the Zman HaGolis. So you see that they were in Golis and they didn't walk through there. Yeshinema the Pasuk says, Alohorim eso bechi benehi. Miyefa shemayim viyad behema nodadu holochu. Svidashin behema is begamatria chamishim mutaratin. 52. Heavy. Om Rav Yaakov and Rav Yechinen. Kulam chazu. All the animals went back to Eretz Yisrael. Chutz mikulus aspanas. Achutz from this fish. The Yomar Rav, Hani Madre de Bovel, is the waters of Bovel, Mahadri Mayale Notem, the waters went back to Ainotem, and there was a stream was going upwards. Fahai, this fish, Kipun de Loi Shara Shidri, since it didn't have a good backbone, Loi Motzi Solch, it couldn't go up through against the current. Vaiti, Yensim, Mifnei Ma, Moedim Shabbobel, Smechem Akam, the happy in Simcha in Bovel, Mifnei Shlo, Hoyul Biesa clothed, because they weren't proclaimed as clothed. Ksiv the Pasuk says, V'yashavti kol Moshoise, Chagor, Chadoshe, V'shavti v'chom Yadeo, Ksiv Chadshechem, Radechem, Son of Nafshi, Hoyul Al-Turich. My Hoyul Al-Turich, what does he mean Hashem said was...